You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories is much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. Standardized assessment results released by the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction show a slight increase in student performance in both English language arts and mathematics during the 2024-25 school year. According to data from the Wisconsin Student Assessment System, which includes the Forward Exam, Dynamic Learning Maps, the Pre-ACT Secure, and the ACT, 47.7% of students in all tested grades met or exceeded expectations in ELA, while 48.6% did so in mathematics on tests administered in spring 2025. Statewide data also shows performance gaps among different student subgroups continue to exist. The Forward Exam assesses students in grades 3 through 8 in ELA and mathematics. Starting last year, the test started including a separate reading score within the ELA assessment, aligning with Wisconsin's ongoing efforts to strengthen literacy and improve student outcomes. In the 2024-25 school year, public school students showed a slight improvement in reading performance, with overall forward scores in reading rising by 0.3 percentage points over the previous year. Students participating in private school choice programs saw a 2.5 percentage point decline in reading performance on the forward. On the ELA portion of the forward, public school students saw a 0.5 percentage point increase in performance, while students in choice programs experienced a 2.3 percentage point decline. In mathematics, public school performance dipped slightly by 0.3 percentage points, and choice student performance declined by 2.7 percentage points. The High Ground in Neillsville will host its third annual military couples retreat, Operation Reconnect, Friday through Sunday, October 17th through 19th. The High Ground will welcome five couples, veterans, and their spouses or partners, regardless of where they are in their relationship journey, to participate in a weekend of interactive and insightful activities. This unique retreat is designed to deepen connections and offer a supportive home front approach. Operation Reconnect is thoughtfully designed to create a safe, calm environment where couples can share openly and feel supported. For partners who experience active duty and deployments alongside their veterans, they witness the transitions as they unfold. For couples who meet after service, those experiences can feel distant until the impact surfaces unexpectedly. Throughout the weekend, couples will engage in enriching exercises led by peer support facilitators and subject matter experts. These sessions are designed to cultivate friendship, boost affection, enhance communication, and provide space for couples to learn and grow together. Advance retreat reservation is required by October 1st. Upon reservation, lodging arrangements will be made and a $50 reservation fee is required. This fee will be refunded upon the couple's arrival at the retreat. All lodging meals and materials are provided. However, transportation to and from the retreat is the responsibility of the participants. For more information or to reserve your spot, contact Moni at 715-743-4224 or email donations at thehighground.org. The Kiwanis Club of Richland Center will be holding a pancake supper this Wednesday from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. Steve Kolstad is a longtime member of Kiwanis Club.
It's one of them where we have a goodwill offering, and we invite everybody to come, bring your families. We're not so concerned about the large amount of money so much as the camaraderie of people, because so much things are done, having a meal, enjoying somebody's company, that type of thing. And with a goodwill offering, people give what they feel they can give. And all of the proceeds that we have from the pancake supper are going to go to our projects.
One of the projects include the Coats for Kids.
This year, we're going to run that from November 1st until December 1st, and that's for kids in the community who their parents can't afford or feel they can't afford coats for the winter. It's an opportunity for them to put a coat on the back of their kids.
The All-You-Can-Eat Pancake Supper will be held from 5 to 7 at the Richland Center Community Center. This October, Thursdays are for the girls at the Richland Hospital and Clinics. In recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, doors will be open from 10 to 6 for walk-in mammograms on Thursdays in October. No appointment or pre-authorization is necessary. This annual diagnostic exam is intended for women aged 40 and above. If it has been 12 months since a patient's last exam, they should come prepared with their health insurance card, the name of the facility where they had their last mammogram, and the name of their primary care provider. Both 2D and 3D scans are available. Patients with questions should contact TRHC at 608-647-6321. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
The Brewers warming up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers worked out at AmFam Field as they wait to find out who they'll play Saturday. The Cubs beat the Padres 3-1 in game one of their best-of-three-game wildcard series. Brewers catcher William Contreras had another MRI on his left hand that's bothered him all season, manager Pat Murphy.
You're not going to be able to keep William out no matter what the analysis is of that injury. He's going to play.
NFL, Matt LaFleur on what went wrong in the final minute in overtime that led to the Packers settling for a tie with the Cowboys.
When we're not in two-minute mode and then you jump into two-minute mode, everybody on the field has to know that. And we were operating more of our, no huddle tempo, which isn't warp speed. It's a bad look, quite honestly. And it's just the communication and process have got to be cleaned up because we can't allow that ever to happen again.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Thank goodness for fact checkers. Have you ever found out something was a hoax and you're not surprised, but also sort of wished it wasn't? A story broke a few days ago that a 37-year-old Florida man with blazing red hair was arrested for kidnapping 27 people and forcing them to play Yahtzee for 36 hours straight. The mugshot used by the hoaxer was actually a picture of a man arrested in 2016 for robbing a church. I'd rather be part of a church robbery crew than have to sit through 36 hours of Yahtzee. I never get the bonus. Sad news from the world of not too many people care. Oddball actress Nicole Kidman and Ken Doll country music star Keith Urban have announced they are splitting up after 19 years of marriage. People reports that according to those close to the couple, the split of the plastic-looking duo was inevitable. The gossip site reported that Urban's decision to move out was the breaking point for Kidman. Sounds like she really put her foot down. Although maybe living apart will rekindle that fire. Have you heard of Tilly Norwood? If not, you probably will be hearing more about this AI actress in the near future. AI is becoming more of an issue in the entertainment business. It was a big point of contention during the recent Screen Actors Guild strike. Tilly is the creation of Aline Vandervelden, a Dutch actor, director, and physicist. That's a rare combo. She is the founder of Particle 6, a video production company that makes AI. Vander Velden says Tilly is even being looked at by acting agencies for representation and has her own Instagram account, the AI with the IA. As you can imagine, the Hollywood acting community is not happy about this creation. According to Yahoo News, the Screen Actors Guild says Tilly is not a real actor, as she has no real-life experiences to draw from, and that AI devalues human artistry. My question is Tilly really even a she? Not sure if she can be compared to a real actor, or if she is more like animation. This will get more interesting and or contentious real soon, folks. It can be hard for a filmmaker or artist to watch material they've created or were a part of. Sometimes it's because they watch it so much while making it, they just don't feel the need. But in the case of actor Paul Bettany, he can't watch A Knight's Tale anymore because of Heath Ledger, despite the film being a breakout role for Bettany, according to Yahoo News. The Da Vinci Code actor said recently at Comic-Con LA that he just misses his friend Ledger, who he called a playful, joyous spirit. The two bonded on the 2001 film in which Bettany plays Geoffrey Chaucer, and he says he has not seen it once since. Tubi is on fire. The streamer, which is mostly free, has dipped its toes into pro sports and is now doing a cannonball off the high dive. Tubi will be part of the Thanksgiving Day NFL extravaganza and air your Green Bay Packers against the Detroit Lions. It will be a simulcast with Fox Sports. Fox acquired Tubi in 2020. The streamer also has tons of great free movies if you don't mind a few ads. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another partly cloudy, warm day today. Our high right around 79 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, sunny, a little breezier with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.